No, definitely. It's always good to come to a hard place like Falkirk and get the 3 points. It's been a hard place to come the last couple of seasons, so delighted to get a win in such an important game for us as well.
I mean, Paul's just basically acknowledged that until you scored the second goal, you seemed the hungrier team, the team that were more up for it. That must be especially pleasing on Derby.
No, especially first half, I thought we were outstanding. Some of the football, the chances we created. And then second half, obviously Falkirk threw everything at us and the boys were throwing their bodies in the way, stopping shots. I don't know if it's actually a penalty, to be honest with you. It looked a wee bit soft, it looked so Nicky's actually hit the ball off him. But can't really complain. We get the win, and you can see how much it meant to the fans, and now it's on to the next one.
Just like the Livingston game, it's another sort of gutsy finale. That must be really pleasing at this stage.
I know, we're certainly making it difficult for ourselves the last 15, 20 minutes of games. But no, credit to the players. You can see they're full of confidence just now. I thought some of the play, first half especially, the chances we created, we could probably score another couple of goals. And that would have made it a lot easier rather than the way we finished the game.
Is that maybe a disappointment that you didn't get another go or just to kill it off?
It's always dangerous when you've only got two. But to be fair to the boys, this year we've not been losing a lot of goals. So you're pretty confident that you're 2-0 up, you're going to win the game, going to see it out.
You've had a nice little run of form towards this end of the season.
It is, and we've just got to make sure we continue that. We've got a wee bit of momentum just now. You can see there's no easy games in this league. You look at the Dumbarton result, beating Dundee United. So it just shows you can't get complacent. We've got a lot of massive games coming up. We've got to be fully focused because you come off a wee bit in this league, you get punished.
A word for Callum Higginbottom. Obviously he's open to scoring, and in that first half in particular, he seemed desperate to get involved in everything. It was kind of one of those days.
No, delighted for Higgy because obviously the last game here, I think he let himself down and obviously let the players down as well, so he's made up for it. And it was also good to see Weirdy scoring as well. Two ex-Falkirk players, a point to prove, so it's always nice.
Because, I mean, you forget footballers are human beings. It's a tough situation for sort of Callum to be in. He was public enemy number one from the moment he first touched the ball and he's talking on the pitch.
Exactly, showed a bit of character. He watched his tackles, he never went overboard, he kept his discipline. So, no, he's a big player for us. You can see it's no coincidence that the team's fortunes have turned around as he started playing well again as well. So he's such a big player. But it was a real team performance today. You couldn't really pick out individuals. There was a lot of good performances.